ready to record?
Yep.
Aaron, did you call in yet?
Yes, I'm right here.
Excellent. Okay, then we will get started. So this is the April WolfCon meeting. And let's start by finding out who is on the phone. Who do we have from ODFW?
Kelly Reese in the Springfield office.
Good morning. And how about, do we have anyone from the Grand Ron? No. How about BPA? And NOAA Fisheries? Well, it sounds like there's more people on the phone than that. Who did I miss? Oh, the Valley.
Benton from Portland District.
Benton, where are you located?
Where am I located?
Hey, happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
Oh,
happy birthday, Benton. He's at Foster, right?
I guess he'd be out there. Do we have anyone from Willamette Valley? They must all be out today. Anyone else on the phone that I didn't get?
Morning, Tammy. This is Ryan Kutcher.
Hello, Ryan. All right, here in the room, this is Tammy.
Kyle Tidwell, Portland District.
Chris Walker with the Corps.
Natalie Richards, Project Manager.
And that's it. It's a small group today. All right, let me write this down. All right, are there any additions to the agenda? None? How about approving the March Wolf Palm Minutes?
I did not receive any comments, so those folks...
Yes, you did.
Oh, yeah. I will incorporate those and post those to the web. Any additional comments?
Does anyone have any outstanding comments that they haven't sent in yet?
I did have a question about your comments with the flow table. Did you want those in there this time or just for next time?
That was just a suggestion.
Oh, okay.
We can discuss it and see if it makes sense.
Okay.
Okay. Moving on to action items. Ryan, you have the first action item. Do you remember what it is?
Pin a pad. I think, is Kelly on the phone?
Yeah.
Who's going
to
get that up?
So your action, Ryan, is to ask me if I will provide the update.
I will check that box.
All right. So
Thank
we
you,
will
Kelly.
Have that under the pin a pad update. Excellent. And then the
Just really briefly, we, as of Friday, had an estimated 30 to 35 California sea lions in the reach downstream of Willamette Falls that are being monitored for predation. And I think it was like 25 the week prior, and apparently that is a typical increase in number of sea lions for this time of year. It sounds like the predation events that were recorded was relatively low overall, in line with pretty low numbers of salmon and steelhead going over the falls, and just a low angler catch in general. So low predation commensurate with low numbers of fish.
All right.
I believe there's some stellar sea lions in the system as well.
That could be. I don't have that information right here. And what exactly, what kind of information is useful for you guys as part of this update?
I think it's important to, Kelly, this is Kyle here, with the Fisheries Field Unit out at Bonneville. I think it's important for this group to get that update of what are the numbers by each species of Xylophis, or the California and your stellar sea lion, and be able to provide up-to-date predation impact assessments like you're doing, so that the group's able to assess how it's faring relative to last year. Over.
Okay. Would it be helpful for Sean Clemens, who's our kind of policy person on this issue, to address the group at all?
at some point, I think that that's a discussion that does need to happen. I don't know this group well enough because I haven't sat in on enough of these calls to know the direction, but eventually I know that I've had discussions with Diana and understanding what this group needs to do to address the pinnipeds in a holistic manner to incorporate the fact that these animals are both Columbia River and Willamette animals is an important piece. So I'd say it's up to the group as to whether or not policy folks like Sean should be weighing in. Over.
Okay, well, I'll leave that up to the group then. You guys can keep us posted. Thank you.
It's probably important to have him participate in the pinniped test group meetings.
For the Columbia event?
Yeah.
Bomb. Absolutely.
Yeah, because we're going to try and make that task group span both river systems and both groups. So for right now, on the Columbia, we have a pinniped task group that meets, is it meeting next month?
Yeah.
So it'll meet in May after our monthly FPOM meeting. But we would encourage, if people are available, if they can't come out to Bonneville, because that's where that meeting will be held. Normally it's in Portland at Critvic, to call in to participate in that task group meeting, because these animals do move between Bonneville and the falls pretty readily. And it is a regional issue.
And Kyle, do you know, I assume that Sean is on the distribution for that. Do you know for certain?
Not for the for the FPOM, for the Columbia River, I don't believe he is. However, he was made aware of the...
For the pinniped task group, though.
Yes, he is. I ensured that he was.
Thank you.
I know that we'll have your marine mammal experts, Brian Wright, and potentially Robin at that meeting in May. However, I think Sean should be made aware of it and reminded gently.
Okay. I can do that.
Thank you. I heard a few more beeps. Who did we have call in?
Hi, this is Yarman with the RCC. I have some regulator work to do, so I'm just listening in from upstairs.
Oh, okay.
Lawrence Schwabe from Grand Ron. Good morning.
Good morning, Lawrence.
This is Daniel Spear, PPA. Good morning.
Moving on to our second action item, which is, Ryan, you will email the cost estimates for genetic samples.
And he did.
Yeah, I talked to Andy Traylor about that a week or two ago, and then we followed up with another quick conversation yesterday. So Andy mentioned he was going to. So I think the action item has been done, at least in terms of sharing some information with Andy, and then I think he was going to give an update.
All right. I think Chris will be giving the update because Andy will be down in McKenzie.
Yeah, he just wrote that the estimate for batch sampling was 35 to 45K. And then if we did the more intensive sampling, it was 75 to 100K, and that's all he had down.
Okay. All right. So then the next one is also Andy's. Did he give you an update for that?
Yeah, he had corresponded with Lance Kruzik with NIMS. I guess he was also corresponding with Elise as well. I hadn't heard back, but the action item was strictly for Lance, so that's complete.
Okay. And then maintenance schedules. Dan, that was yours, and it looks like you will determine if they can be distributed to the agencies.
Yeah, this was one that I had been working on, and I've been trying to get confirmation as to the sensitivity or who we are allowed to release the information to. And in my mind, I thought it would be okay to release to the region, but I wanted to verify with BPA because I know there's some sensitivity to these types of things due to power marketing issues.
So what we do on the Columbia is if there are specific issues such as transmission line outages that take out a powerhouse or half a powerhouse, and that has to be coordinated with the regional forum, that information is made publicly available, but not everything. If it doesn't require coordination with the region, then that doesn't get posted.
Okay. So the request was during the review of the WFOP that these schedules be included in that plan. And I did not include them because of that issue. The counter to that was, well, could they be sent out to the region just for review?
Are you talking like turbine units?
Yeah, turbine units.
As put together by the project?
as put together by the folks that plan these types of things, and typically it's a project in coordination with BPA. But BPA is the one that has a sensitivity to these things, because on the document itself it says do not release.
Sure. Yeah, so for those also, if you review it and you see that there's a potential issue, we don't necessarily send the schedule, but we will identify an issue and bring that forward, and that will have specific dates. But okay. If it's not an issue as per the WFOP, then nobody else really hears about it, except in weekly reports when it says these units were out of service.
So are we saying then we're not going to release these things?
Because those schedules tend to change so much, I don't know that it's worthwhile printing them in the document.
Well, I agree with that. Other folks might not, so I'm just trying to find that happy medium.
So no, we will not publish those schedules because those are internal planning documents. However, as issues arise with those schedules and the outages may need to be coordinated, we'll bring that specific information to WFOP.
Thank you.
Does that sound agreeable, Dan?
Sure. This is something that it's probably more of a sensitivity for the transmission organization. So I would, if there was something to work out with them, I'd have to ask them because they live in a different building and I don't see them very often. But that all sounds fine.
Okay.
All
right, moving on to...
This is Ann Mullen just joining. Sorry, I was running late because I went to the wrong phone number for a while.
Oh, to the old number?
Yeah, I guess so. I had it on my calendar. So I'll update that.
You may have to make sure that Outlook invite is updated.
I think the group calendar is.
Okay.
But if someone put it on their calendar.
Separate?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, moving on to updates. Do you have the HMT updates?
Yeah. So these updates came from Andy. He states there's no major issues. There were some safety and environmental inspections that occurred last week where they found some minor things that we're going to be dealing with at the hatcheries. All summer steelhead juveniles have been released from the Minto and Foster fish facilities. And that's all he had sent, unless Ryan, you were at that meeting, if you have anything to add to that.
Actually, Greg filled in for me at that meeting. I was tied up at another meeting. I got some notes from Greg, but it sounded like it was a pretty short and sweet call, so nothing really else to add. One thing just to mention, I know I wasn't on all of those inspections, but the topic came up in terms of the remedies on some of those issues that the Corps environmental safety and environmental inspections, the issues that came up might have a quite expensive solution, so that might be something that needs further discussion at some point.
Okay.
All right.
I assume Greg's not on the phone.
Right. Yeah, I don't believe so, and I just double-checked my notes from him, and again, that was really all I had. I think Andy did give an update on the Leeburg hatchery lease. Sounds like the Corps Realty folks are working on it. I've been in contact with Oliver a time or two, and sounds like things are moving along on that front.
Okay. Any specifics with the hatcheries?
In terms of...
just the updates. North St. Anne, South St. Anne, McKinsey, Middle Fork.
No, really any other updates. There are some winter steelhead moving in the St. Anne's. I think Minto's just past 100. I don't have that number right in front of me.
Okay.
But it was a kind of a slow start, but starting to get some fish moving in the St. Anne's, so that's good.
Okay. All right, how about HGMP updates?
He didn't have any except for corresponding with Lance on the summer steel at HGMP.
Okay. Ryan, do you have anything on that? Or Kelly?
I don't have anything to add on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just making sure. How about research updates, Benton?
Yeah, any updates from last month or so?
Benton, you have to talk into the phone.
We can't hear you.
Still
can't hear you.
Speakerphone? Can everyone else hear Fenton?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
Yeah, not.
No.
Fenton, can you not hear us?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Oh, there you go.
You'll need to study that all over again. We heard nothing.
I do. Yeah, I realize I'm a foster and I'm in the conference room and the phone system is a little bit, it takes a little bit of work. So research updates, I don't have any updates from last month. We're still working on our RM&E studies for FY19. We do have a couple of FY18 studies that are ongoing, Lookout Point, that's going okay. And then we just started the foster fish weir evaluation. That's going really well. And I was saying that I want to give a shout out to Brett at Foster Hatchery and Greg at Minto for providing fish for the test at the fish weir. We appreciate they're always supporting our research, so I like to give a shout-out at these meetings. I don't have any other updates. Everything is going well. I also haven't heard from Rich, but he had told me that he didn't have any updates for Swift either.
And the next meeting, the next Fitterwig meeting is next week?
We have a Fitterwig meeting next Tuesday, and we will be discussing mainly the cougar downstream fish passage. So hopefully, I did ask for folks to attend in person because it will be more like a workshop type meeting. There are several questions that the Cougar team would like to discuss. And sometimes it's usually better if people are in the room when we have these workshop type meetings.
Where is that being held then?
Pardon me?
Where is it being held?
It will be held at the core office in Portland, and I do have the lobby conference room reserved, so the same room where the FPOM is being held right now, so you don't have to check in with security. And it will be from 9:30 to about 12:30. We're starting at 9:30 so that folks traveling could get there.
And could you remind me of the date? I know Melissa Junt will probably be going for NIMS, but just in case, we need backup.
Next Tuesday, May 1st. At 09:30 to about 12:30. And I sent you're on the email list. I sent, and there's some read-ahead documents. The agenda and the conference call number and location and all that is in that email. But yes, it will be next Tuesday, May 1st, at the core office, the conference room.
Thank you for sending that. I didn't get it, but
then I will make sure you get it. I'll forward all of it to you. I thought you were on the email list. The email list is really long, and we've been cleaning it up and adding new people.
Yeah, no worries. I could also ask Melissa to forward it if you don't want to.
Yeah, I could do it, too.
Hey,
I just sent it to her.
Somebody had a question for me?
No, yeah, I just sent it to Ann. Sorry.
Oh, thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, Fenton, this is Yaman. I just wanted to reconfirm again. So, May 1st is the date we should have the green light to start filling foster.
Yeah, that's correct, Yaman. We should be done by the 30th, and we're gonna. I can let the operators know and you know if we're done sooner. But right now, the schedule is to be done on the 30th, and then by the afternoon of the 30th, start filling.
Okay. I just wanted to confirm that because I believe Mary Karen is going to work on the schedules on Monday, so it would be great. So it would be really convenient for her to know by the morning so that she can, you know, have the fill in the schedule in.
Let's go with May 1st, and if she's working on the schedule, I'll let everybody know if we're done sooner, but I doubt it. We already have our schedule planned out for the week, and we're actually working through the weekend. We're working through this weekend so we can be done in time to start refill. So I would say let Mary Karen know refill will start on May 1st.
Okay, that's great. If you could probably send an email out to the RCC with that, that would be great, just so that, you know, she has it in her mind. I mean, I'll send her an email to them. I'm actually gone next week, so okay. I'll send her an email.
Send an email to you guys, and I'll copy the operators, too.
Okay, that would be great. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Any other questions for me?
No, thank you, Fenton.
Tammy, did you get the part where I said Rich didn't have any updates for Swift?
Yes, I did get that.
All right. I'm going to have to run off now.
All right. Thanks for calling in.
Just to remind folks again, please, for those of you who are attending FitterWig next week, please do plan to attend. We would like your input on the Cougar design. Thanks.
Okay. That was just background noise. Water quality updates, Minto 2DG monitoring?
In regards to Minto, the last I'd heard was they were going to reinstall the probe itself, but I don't know if that's actually occurred. Discussion continues in terms of how we get that information to the web, and we do have cost estimates for that. It's just a matter of who pays for it or finding funds for it.
Okay.
I've heard chatter, but nothing concrete yet.
Okay. How about a flow update?
Yaman, do you have anything for flow?
Well, just a little bit of update on what's going on with Marsan EM and Detroit Dam. So we are getting an increased amount of inflow, primarily from snowmelt with the increased temperatures that we're getting. And along with that, there is this rain event that's coming in over this weekend. So because of that, like, we will be ramping up our flows from Big Cliff over this weekend. I know that we don't really have that concern about not meeting buy-up targets anymore. In fact, we're going to be far above that. We're already doing, I think in our last schedule we were going at 1,600. Currently, we've actually ramped that up to 2,500, and by this weekend, we're going to be up to 3,200 CFS. So we will be doing this without violating our ramp rate. So hopefully that should not be a concern for fishes downstream. But yeah, I just want to let you guys know to expect increased releases from Big Cliff through mid or late next week.
And when did you anticipate being at 32? Do you recall?
Yeah, we should be hitting 32 on Friday. So today they're going to be ramping it up to 2,900, tomorrow to 31, and then on Friday we will hit 3,200. So that's the turbine capacity at Big Cliff. I mean, in fact, if we could release more, it would be good for us, because Detroit is filling up. It's actually filling up pretty. It's actually full right now. So it would have been better if we could push more water out, but this is the best we can do. But we're definitely going to be at 3,200 on Friday and hold that through, I'd say at least Tuesday.
Okay, thank you.
Next week. Yep.
So, Yaman, this is Ann, and we will need to have a flow discussion then sometime soon about how that affects incubation, because I know you guys will have to drop it back down, and that's part of the biopsy, sort of like a footnote to the flow table, that there is a maximum of 3,000. If that's sustained for 3 days or more, then we look at what we're going to do about incubation flows. So I know you guys have no choice here, unfortunately, because it would be nice to just inch a little bit above those lines that are conservation and towards flood control levels. But understanding that that's not something that's within the comfort level for the core, I just have to remind you guys that we'll have to figure out what to do about incubation flows with these higher flows.
Right.
Higher than buy-up targets, possibly.
Sure. I mean, I understand that. The thing was, apparently there are a couple of, there are some properties or some such which are in danger of being flooded away, like once we go a foot over MaxCon. So that's the reason why we have to like start pushing more water out of Detroit and Big Cliff. But yeah, I mean,
those properties are those properties on the lake itself?
Yeah, they're it's not really properties as much. I think there are some some boats and like docks. There are a couple of docks and there are some porta potties which get washed away. So like I mean we like I have been actually trying to coordinate like how to manage this flow, manage this release with the Detroit operators for the last couple of days. Like it's been quite a challenge.
Wow.
But yeah, I know. I mean, so like apparently like we can't go more than a foot over over MaxCon without like pissing some people off there. it's been a balancing act, but yeah, we don't anticipate holding it at 3200 for too long. Like as soon as this high flow from this anticipated rain event goes away, we're going to start ramping this down. So I would say like you can expect that we're going to start ramping down to, you know, I would say like 2200 or 2400 by later next week, depending on how, you know, like how much water we get from this from this event. But I
think it's very interesting to get the rain on top of the snow melt.
Exactly.
Maybe those showers will just be, you know, the 60% won't materialize for every day.
Yeah. I mean, we never know. Like, I'm monitoring this right now. Like, yesterday we had our peak inflows at like 4,000, and by today the forecasts have dropped it down to 36. So I don't know.
Wow.
Like, by tomorrow we might, you know, a lot of times, you know, like with these things, like we start off with a pretty dire estimate, and then it just keeps going down. So I mean, by tomorrow I might even have to send a revised schedule out, and we might not be releasing as much. But I don't know. Like for now, it still looks like we'll have to go to 3,200 for a couple of days, or you know, 3 or 4 days.
And then one other question I had: I thought forecasted inflows at one point, and I thought it was the River Forecast Center, but then I could not find them again. Can you direct me to where you get your forecast inflows? Or do you just sum up the three main sources?
I get them from the from the RFC's model. Like that's where I look at it. And the other place where you look at, like if you actually you can go to the RFC's website. Like they have the hydrology page. I can probably find the link and email it to you if you want.
Oh, that'd be great. I don't know
what.
When I couldn't find it, I saw it once, and it might have even been that you guys showed it to us during the phone call, which was, by the way, I just want to say, very informative. Thank you for giving us a heads up on the 1600 coming before the warm weather snow melt made it rise above that.
Right, sure. I think the ones that I showed you were actually from our troll page. So, if you have access to our troll page, you can actually see the inflows and outflows that are coming in right there.
Okay.
Do you have the link to that?
I don't think I do. I can email you to ask for it if that helps.
Sure, yeah. I can send you a couple of links which might be helpful to you.
Awesome, thank you so much.
Yep, you're welcome.
And since we're going above 3,000 in the BIOP, you will be getting a MLC and along with others in the group. So.
Oh, Christopher, you know I love those.
I know you do, so do I.
I have one recent one that I have no comment on in case you want to know about that one, but.
Okay.
Probably, if you don't get a comment, you just don't get a comment, right?
Right.
All right, cool.
Sure. So any other questions for the RCC?
How are you guys going to manage down-ramping on Foster? Does that seem pretty straightforward to get? I know you just asked when fence is going to be done, but it I see it's been dropping, which is probably good in the long run. So it's probably just you'll just follow the down-ramping rate and get it to start filling as quick as possible. But are you going to go right down to biop flows on Foster, coming out Foster?
We might have to go pretty close to the biop flow. I'm not sure if we're going to be exactly at that. Like, I mean, we don't normally go exactly at that, you know, exactly at the minimum, because we try to keep a like 5 feet or so, 5 CFS or so of like buffer.
Yeah, no worries. I just was wondering about where your head.
Yeah, but we might have to do that just to ensure that we fill Foster as soon as we can. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, Green Peter looks like it's got a healthy little buffer of extra water in it that I know you probably don't want either, so that's going to
be right. The reason why I've been holding that much extra water at Green Peter was precisely for this reason. Like, we just wanted to hold out of that water so that as soon as Fenton was done with his fish experiment, we could just, you know, dump that water out of Green Peter to Foster as, you know, as quickly as our ramp rates would allow us to. So.
Awesome.
Yeah. any other questions?
To pin updates, Kyle.
All right.
Yeah, this is Kyle Tidwell again. I've got one more piece. As Kelly was asking me earlier, what could be useful to this group, and as the pin and ped update is a relatively new action item for this group, I wanted to mention that a update from ODF&W on the current status of their Section 120 would be beneficial to this group, so that everybody can be tracking where the political actions are occurring and have the foresight to be able to respond to these action items as they come down. So that is to say, as the Section 120 currently stands in the Willamette right now, they have sought authorization, and it's currently in NOAA's lap to determine what the task group will be that will form to determine the rules and regulations surrounding that LOA, a letter of authorization for removal. And this group should be aware of what the projected impacts of that Section 120 will be and what the requirements will be, so that ODF&W can staff accordingly to fulfill that if it is granted. And moreover, so that this group has the ability to forecast what impacts the Stellars might have and what potential action items might be done for the Stellar management. Over.
All right, so are there any questions or comments on that?
If it's helpful, before our next response, I could try to check on what NOAA's current status is. I think last I heard they had to do a Federal Register notice, but I can find out where that is. Yeah.
That'd be great. Thank you. All right. How about any BPA updates?
Nothing to report. Thanks.
Update on Cougar Fish Facility?
The Cougar Fish Facility is currently offline due to a problem with the pumps. We have the manufacturer coming out to take a look to see if they can figure out why they continually seem to break down. And so once that occurs, I'll provide an update to the group as to path forward and status.
Natalie, Fall Creek?
Yeah, so Fall Creek is up and running. It's we still have some work to do. In the current sit rep that we got from construction, they said that government commissioning nears completion and the fish facility is operating on a trial basis this week. So there are a couple things that still need to be worked out, fixed, but it's on manual mode being operated. So stay tuned. And then we had six steelhead and some trout. So that's really good news on our first try. So any questions for me? Okay.
Were the trout thin clipped or were they?
I couldn't tell from the picture, and I wasn't told from Greg.
Yeah, I think they're going to work it today, so we'll probably know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Cool. Yeah, I just set a picture down, and that's all I had. So.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks, Natalie.
See you guys.
All right, moving into the Willamette Valley contract status. Willamette Hatcheries, we are working on awarding option year 2 for the production of spring Chinook and summer steelhead in the Willamette. That has to be awarded by the 1st of September. And actually, I think it's actually by the 31st of August. Trout, we still have just the base amount of 100,000 pounds awarded. We did get an MOU signed with ODFW, so Desert Springs will be able to release the fish to ODFW and their volunteers on the McKenzie River, and then those fish can be stocked via the boat as ODFW would like them to be. Thank you to everyone at ODFW who actually made that happen, because that was pretty stressful the last couple of days trying to make sure we got the signatures in place and the contract modified to allow that to happen today. For our monitoring and evaluation, we have received the bids and we expect award by the 1st of May. And that will be for spawning surveys in the four basins, sub-basins, below the dams. Any questions on any of those? All right, moving on to coordination and notification forms. Chris?
Right, so the first one was in regards to Fall Creek and how we had some delay in commissioning and operation, but as you heard from Natalie, it's up in operation with some follow-on items that will need to occur, but we are operating the facility and they are working fish today, I believe.
When you do the final action on that, can you include the picture so people can see?
Sure. The next item was in Fall Creek where we deviated from minimum flows listed in the biop. Flows were supposed to change from 50 CFS to 80 CFS on April 1st, and it didn't occur until April 2nd. So operator oversight, but documented in the memo and sent to the group for comment. And that may or may not be the one that Ann's referring to in regards to no comment, but I haven't received any
comments.
Okay. Yeah, no comment thus far. And the last one, again, I mentioned the Cougar Fish Facility is out of service, and it's due to faulty pumps. And again, we have a manufacturer coming out to troubleshoot. And as soon as I get a better idea of status, I'll let the group know.
Perfect. All right, moving on to the WFOP. The website there is not accurate, so we will update that in the meeting minutes. It should be the pweb.chromes.org. The status of the WFOP?
So the annual version has been finalized and posted to the web. Trying to get a few copies printed. There are still a couple of change forms pending. I've been corresponding with various folks in regards to specifically the maintenance periods below Big Cliff and getting those dialed in for whenever we decide to implement that change form in a form that everyone can live with. And then another change form is in relation to fish passage at Cougar Dam. In previous years, we've used the RO to pass the fish at night, and there's some information in the WFOP, but there's not sufficient detail, and this change form is an attempt to address that by adding additional detail. So it shouldn't take much effort to get that in. It's just a matter of getting folks to provide some input on that.
Let's plan on trying to finalize that one next meeting. So if you have any comments on that change form, please make sure you get it to Chris or come to the meeting so we can discuss it. And that's 18 MCK-003. And then the maintenance period, when do you...
So, comments were due, off the top of my head, April 13th. I gave ODF&W more time. So hopefully I'll get those this week. I need to talk to Elise to see if she's made progress on that.
So let's plan on doing both of these at the May WFOP meeting.
Okay.
I'll double check too, Chris. I think that we did not have many comments on that one, but I'll make sure we respond.
Okay.
If we have not. I know it was the second round, right, that there was some extra comments?
Right. The O&M planner that plans these maintenance actions had some comments that were a little bit different than what we had originally in the change form. And I just wanted to run that by you guys so that we can finalize it and get it into the plan.
Okay, I'll take a closer look at it. I noticed that the table wasn't in there, but I think that's just because there was no changes in that steelhead table that we had provided.
Right, yeah. That okay. Stayed as is.
Thank you.
All right, moving on to task groups. Summer Steelhead, do you have an update?
He didn't give me an update, but it would have been the same update as last month because we haven't had much or any activity on that in terms of coming together as a group.
The HGMP has been submitted by ODFW.
Right.
No update on SWIFT and then adult fish facility operations.
So after I wrap up these maintenance periods, I'll start this other task group.
Okay.
And I could do them both at the same time, but it's the same people, and it's easier with my linear thinking.
So would you like to have a task group meeting after the May meeting, since you'll have the maintenance periods wrapped up at the May meeting?
That might be an option, but I want to review the need, because the need was spurred from Ed Meyer with NIMS. who hasn't really been involved lately. And I know there was some discussion with Stephanie. And really what it came down to was the main thing was frequency of the trap operation and how often we move fish. And there was disagreement even within certain agencies, you know, what that would look like, whether it would be daily or three times a week or two times a week or whatever was optimal from an operation standpoint, but also for the fish as well. So.
Ann, do you want to talk to Ed?
Can you tell me which trap that was again too, Chris? I might have missed that.
Yeah, so quite a while ago, there was discussion about putting together an adult fish facility operations task group. And the purpose was to go through the current plan and determine if it was adequate and make any necessary changes that we thought might need to occur. And we just haven't done that. And so that's kind of the next step in terms of getting folks together that want to be in this group.
So how about we schedule that the task group will meet at the after Wolf Palm in May with the expectation that those who want to be involved will have contacted Chris and have reviewed what the WPOP currently says about adult trap operations.
This is for changing things like holding at all of them possibly, or at the ones that they think that's necessary for?
Correct.
Okay, I can see that. I'm pretty sure I won't have access to Ed that particular week. It's looking like he's got a lot of time off and travel this month. So Wolf Palm is the 20th. I don't know, I have it down here. Maybe it's at the end of the month.
The 23rd, I think.
Okay.
Let me just pull up a calendar and be sure.
Yep, okay. He's definitely out that week, so I'll make sure. And the previous week. Okay, I'll put a note to try and capture his input. He will not be able to attend if we have it that day, though. So,
can you see his calendar for the week after?
Yes. Slide over there because I was going backwards. Yeah, it looks like he's back the week after Memorial Day. So, like, we could do it on the 30th instead if Wednesdays are generally open to people, unless he gets something overscheduled on that.
All right, we will send out an email asking if May 30th will work for people for Wolf Palm. It may work better for us because we have Fish Forum on the 23rd, which may or may not impact anything.
Oh, thank you, Cammie. That'd be great.
Or we can leave that put and I can just do a separate one the week after. Whatever it is, not going to confuse people, I guess.
Okay, so we will get that sent out and see if that works in general for people.
Awesome.
So for those of you on the phone, look at May 30th and see if 9 to noon will work for a Wolf Palm meeting instead of May 23rd. All right, so that brings us to the end of the agenda. Does anyone have anything else that they'd like to bring up?
Hey, Chris, this is Greg. You wanted a TGG update. So we purchased the new meter. Oh, it's been here about 2 weeks. We're just waiting for the Detroit crew to come reinstall the new one and try to figure out what's going on with the other one. And then once it's up and running, and Doug said that they would get it onto the PLC.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if you can maybe help call Detroit and see what their schedule is.
Yeah, I can do that.
I thank you.
All right, if there's nothing else, then thank you everyone for calling in, and we will talk to you next month.
Thanks.
Hooked.
Just hang up on that.